with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's Labor Day weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Make something cool for the people around you. You got a little extra time this weekend, so make that happen.
Is this the end of the world show?
No, it's not going to be. We're going to pick it up a little bit.
I get you. I hear you. I know what you're saying. And I know we normally just like to put on a fun and funny show. But I guess because we have a very big audience all over the world, not like, you know, ESPN or something like that. But I mean, we have our show gets shipped out all over the world. It's ubiquitous. So I think it's
word of the day.
I think it's appropriate.
Ubiquitous.
Ridiculous. I think it's appropriate sometimes to just take a moment and push the reset button, not the one Klaus Schwab wants to press, but, you know, just to reset your mentality.
Does anybody know who Klaus Schwab is?
No.
Me
no
either,
idea.
Conrad.
No.
I'm unlearned.
No.
So who is that?
World Economic Forum.
Okay. Don't know them.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones changing the world right now. They used to be called the Club of Rome, the 300 Club, the...
Is that like changing the diapers of the world?
It's the 300 richest families in the world, and they run the world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these things that are going on, do you think Maui was just, somebody flicked a cigarette out?
I don't know. It was a natural disaster, and I feel bad for those people.
Yeah.
That's about my opinion on
it.
Why it happened or who caused it, it really doesn't matter to me because it happened, and now
and
now
that's
we're
one
all
approach
dealing with
to
it.
Take. That's one approach
well,
to
it's
take.
Well, it's just, you know.
It goes hand in hand with not really caring about preparing food and stuff. I know you're going to be at my house, although when the shit hits the fan.
Oh, okay. Hey. I don't know, though. If it takes this kind of a beating just to get a can of beans, then I might not.
Well, that's a good topic there, beans.
Yeah, okay.
If you're stockpiling food or if you want to be prepared for, let's just say they're saying it's supposed to be an incredibly bad winter. What if power goes out? Why do people put whole house generators in? They're preppers because they've been without power and it stinks. It's not fun when you live in the country like me and you have a well and you can't pump water.
Right. Yep. I get it.
You can't run your freezers. All your food spoils. You can't heat your house. What if you don't have a wood stove? What if you don't, you know? So there's a reason people buy these things, and they're huge categories. I had a text last night from a neighbor saying, hey, do you have a whole house generator? I said, no, but I'm going to because I don't want to have to do what I just did again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, tornadoes. In the winter, it's ice on the power lines. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got giant trees all around me. So anyway, in terms of things you can store, I think the way, and I don't do a lot of research on this, I just think about, I try and game it out, and I look at things that, okay, I can always get meat because I live in the woods. So what do I want with it? Well, I might want some vegetables. So dried beans store forever. I mean, I buy the dried pinto beans and giant bags of rice, stuff like that. They'll just store. And then you get these big rubber buckets, containers, and you put it in there so the rodents can't get at it.
Right.
Because they will love it.
Mm-hmm.
But dried beans. So then I started thinking it out further and say, okay, well, let's say I have to live off the grid for a month in the winter. And I don't want to be miserable the whole time. I want to be able to make some good food and, you know, just try and live as normally as possible.
That's what the wine cellar's for, right?
And that, there you go. Look at that. You are a prepper. You've got how many cases of wine in your basement?
Speaking of which, have you ever heard of Fenn Valley? There's a great winery down in Fennville, Michigan.
Isn't that the big festival this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, I think they've got something going on down there in Fenn Valley at the winery, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because, you know, we're talking about prepping.
We're in a different hole.
Right, yeah.
So I said, okay, what am I going to make? So I thought, well, flour is a good thing to have. If your wife likes to make bread or if you like to make pizza or whatever.
So you got to have gas to run your oven. if you're doing any baking, or you're boiling your beans, or you're doing that. So there's assumptions that we're going to have some of our
utilities
and or conveniences.
But what if you don't?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's another thing with this, is that this is a slippery slope, and I don't think our listener, many of them, have gone through this like you have. So it's good to talk about it.
There's a guy I watch online.
He's so many things to do.
I love watching videos on Rumble and BitChute and wherever, YouTube. And there's one guy called the Canadian Prepper. And I'll tell you what, this guy it's a very entertaining show. And he's Canadian. We love our Canadians, right? But he has thought out so many things. And he's basically, I think he lives in Utah now or something, but he's got 80 acres. He grows his own food, just totally self-sufficient. And I'm not so sure that that's a horrible thing.
Well, it's probably not horrible, but it's impractical. I can count on one hand the number of people I know that have 10 acres or more, mm-hmm. right? I mean, people just don't have land, right? There's many that do, many farmers out there, and I love the farmers. But that's impractical. I'm never going to have enough land to grow my own food.
I saw an article about a fellow in one of the suburbs of L.A., and he turned his whole front yard into a garden. And you should see this. It's beautiful. For one thing, why do we have grass just so we can mow it? It's just kind of futile. Mm-hmm. It just seems so stupid. Every time I mow my lawn, I'm like, why do I have to do this? So you have land at your house that you could grow food on.
Sure, I do.
Yeah, yeah. How come you're not growing any food? Come on.
Right. Well, I got tomato plants on the back deck, and this is the hobby farmer that my wife is, and I love her, and she does a really good job at it. But you go 11 and a half months with no tomatoes, and then you got 2 weeks of all they're coming out your ears, right? And you can can them, and you can freeze them, and
that's
you can
what you
do
should
all that
do.
Stuff.
Yep.
But we don't grow enough to do that for the entire year. They last a while, and then you're out of them, right?
So with tomatoes in particular, that's a great thing that we use tons of, and we normally buy them canned.
Right.
But you can take those tomatoes, you can take anything in your garden, actually, and roast it and then can it. Or freeze it,
yep.
But canning's better because it doesn't need any electricity.
Right.
Won't spoil. I just made a bunch of... We have a recipe on our website that is called Sun Pickles. Tony Naderhood from up in Manton or wherever they live. She gave me the recipe. We used to do barbecue classes at Positive Chimney. You remember
that? Yeah, I know where that is.
Yep. And his wife, Dave's wife, has this recipe, and we have it on thegrillingguys.com. If you go up the top right side, you'll see a search bar. But they're called sun pickles. Now, right now is the perfect time because all these farmers, all these vegetable stands and these guys, they're pulling in all kinds of produce. Well, why can't you just get a bunch of those cucumbers and make your own pickles? And people say, well, because I never have. Well, the recipe's right there. You literally put this brine together in big jugs, you stuff all your pickles in it, whether you slice them, make spears out of them, whatever you want to do, and you put them out there, and then on top of it, you put a nice thick slice of rye bread, and then you cover it with foil, and you leave it in the sun for 3 days, or 3 days of sunny weather. And then you simply put a lid on it and put it in the refrigerator.
With the rye bread in there still or not?
It disintegrates.
Oh, and what does it do? Flavor?
I don't know. I don't know. It's what the recipe calls for, but they are fantastic. Matter of fact, you should pick up a jar. I've got a bunch of them.
Yeah. All right. That you made. There you go. That's how you prep. You get your buddy to
get
do
your
it.
Buddy
and then you go get go
why,
get his pantry.
That's why
right?
I said.
What you growing for us this week?
Yeah. Right. Come on.
That's why I said. You don't have to worry about food. I've got it.
Right. Well, you've got a. You do live on acreage, and you've got, do you have a garden?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Next year, it'll be much bigger.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if the prices will ever come back down. They never seem to, but
yeah.
Everything is so ridiculously expensive that Yeah, what's wrong with picking fresh tomatoes out of your
garden? All right, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.